Podcast family, welcome to another edition of Culture Connection. I am your host, Brother Malcolm, and we are so excited because this is day number two of our campaign, Culture Connection in the UK. Woo-hoo. We are on Indiegogo.com, and we are raising $3,500 so that Culture Connection can go abroad and we can purchase some equipment to do some mobile podcasting or whatnot. But if you haven't checked it out, please check us out on Indiegogo.com. That's Indiegogo.com. And search Culture Connection in the UK or search my name, Brother Malcolm, Malcolm Darrell. And we would appreciate your support because the campaign ends on April 19th. So please, every week I'm going to be pubbing it. Please support. Please help. Your contribution will be mean more than you will know. Now, this week, I am so excited because every week I talk about, the one and the only, the head Negress in charge, but we ain't going to introduce her first. We got the head Negro in charge. Ladies and gentlemen, please give it up for my special guest, Brother Chris Lehman and Sister Casey Lehman. Say what's up, y'all.
What's going on, everybody?
Hey, y'all.
Oh, so we got to talking earlier, and I was like, oh, there's always a discussion, because just in case you didn't know, Culture Connection started because I was pushed by Sister KC, but I'm always going to tell the story so that on the DVD, we make sure that my section gets in the DVD of the story of Black History. I want to be in the extras. I want people to know the story. I was pushed almost over the No. But Sister KC, if you don't know the story, basically, she's like, you always have something interesting going on in your life. You should do a podcast. And I was like, oh, yeah, I always have something to think. I have something going on. And one of the promises I wanted to make myself was that I wouldn't schedule or plan out too much. So sometimes it would just be spontaneous depending on what was on my heart that week. But this week, we've been just hearing talk about music. We are lovers of music here on Black Is. And we started looking around and realized that the concert season is coming up. And Brother Malcolm does not have an L.A. summer without experiencing a concert at the what?
Hollywood Bowl.
What? Don't do a summer in L.A. without the Hollywood Bowl. If you do, shame on you. Let me back off this mic. I realize I may be, I get excited. And my people in the world, they call in and they email. They say, but Malcolm, could you back off the mic? My bad. I'm sorry. I just get excited. I'm like, can you hear me? Can you hear me? Tap, tap, 1-1. Anyway, so you guys, looking at the season, it starts off, first of all, with for me, the official season, to me, summer officially begins on Memorial Day weekend. I don't know about y'all.
Yes.
So I'm like, Memorial Day weekend, the summer is here, because I know that's not technically on the calendar summer, but for me, it starts then. And, what better than to start the summer concert with that Playboy Jazz Festival?
Yes, sir.
Playboy Jazz Festival is at the Hollywood Bowl. And this year, it's on Saturday, June 15th from 3 to 11, and Sunday, June 16th, the same time. And let me just tell you, Brother Chris went through this lineup. I said, oh, no. I personally think that Saturday's the better lineup. Who's on Saturday?
Saturday got George Duke with Jeffrey Osborne, Naturally what? 7 with Herbie Hancock. You got Angelique Kidjo with special guest Hugh Masekela. I know Malcolm likes some of Hugh Masekela.
Love me some Hugh Masekela. I'm sorry. I went to Hugh Masekela concert at UCLA Live once, and it was just the best ever. And I'm thinking to myself, if I ever get a chance to see, this is a South African musician. I mean, his artistry is just, I love it. Love it, love it, love it, love it. But okay.
Got Ole Coltrane featuring Pancho Sanchez and his Latin jazz band with special guest James Carter.
Oh, I love Pancho.
Gordon Goodwin's Big Fat Band with special guest Lee Ritenour. Mm. Gregory Porter. The Robert Glasper Experiment.
Yes, stop it, sir. Right there. Stop it right there. And because it's 3 to 11, if you do not get there on time, you will miss Robert Glasper. I know how people do. Mm-hmm. They think they can come to the Playboy Jazz Festival and come when they want to. No, you need to get there on time. Because it will, these acts can't be there all night.
Right.
It's 3 to 11. Maybe you don't know, but there's a sound curfew
In the area, like a noise ordinance.
Yeah, yeah. So, I'm sorry, I didn't want to assume. Oftentimes on here, I just assume everybody knows exactly what I'm talking about. And, you know, I apologize if I do that, because, listen, I do a lot of stuff, and everybody don't come kick it with me. My mother always has to tell me, Malcolm, how am I supposed to know that? How am I supposed to know that? I'm like, I'm sorry, my bad, Mama. But yeah, that's going to be a great, great, great day. And I don't know how I feel about the change in host. Bill Cosby, Dr. Cosby is no longer hosting, or I don't know, maybe he's just taking a break, but George Lopez is the master of ceremonies.
Oh.
So I'm not, I like Dr. Cosby. And then Sunday is headlining Sheila E. We got Bob James, David Sanborn, India Ari. Hey, brown skin. You know I love your brown skin. Yes, Brother Malcolm can sing. They weren't ready for that. Trombone Shorty and Orleans Avenue, the Clayton Hamilton Jazz Orchestra, always great, with Patty Austin, Hubert Lewis.
Celebrating Quincy Jones' 80th birthday.
Oh, yeah, that's going to go down.
That's going to be
awesome.
That's going
to be great.
Going to get some razzmatazz.
For the blues fans, we got Taj Mahal. And we got Ladysmith Black Mambazo. Oh, my God. Brubeck Brothers Quartet. And then Jazz Antiqua Ensemble with Pat Taylor, Artistic Director. And then, of course, LAUSD Big Bell Jazz Band. So it's a cool lineup this year.
Yeah, Brubeck Brothers doing the Dave Brubeck tributes. You know, he just passed recently.
So you know what that means. Take Five will be... And then you're going to have... Oh, I love Dave Brubeck music. Me and too. It was a great festival. So that's coming up. You got a number of stuff on a number of shows. Excuse me, not stuff. Look at how I sound. You got a number of stuff. But I know a lot of people will be at the Hollywood Bowl on Sunday, June 30th. Reggae night featuring, are you ready? Damien Jr., Gong, Marley, Damian Marley, Stephen Marley, and Third World. It's on and popping. I don't care what anybody says. That is going to be one of the better world nights they've had there. But you better be careful, because if you ain't used to that ganja, you will walk out with a redonkulous contact high from that moment. You know, I'm not a fan of Josh Groban, but he's going to be at the... That's terrible. If you like Josh Groban, good for you. But I'm overrated. Then they got Queen Latifah and Roy Ayers one night.
Yes.
They got a Grease sing-along for y'all who like to go, we'll always be together. Watch you, watch you, watch. Okay. What else we got? There's a Props to Pops, Dr. John's tribute to Louis Armstrong. That is going to be awesome.
Where is that?
That is on a jazz night. Jazz night, as you know, is Wednesdays. And that's July 31st. Unfortunately, on my birthday, July 21st, Pink Martini is there. I will not be there on July 21st if that is the lineup.
Well, they're also doing Chicago the Musical.
They are, and how dare I walk by Chicago. And they usually have really, really good, what's the word I'm looking for? The casting is always good.
Here's my question. Is it going to be the musical in its entirety, or are they just going to perform songs?
No, they do the whole musical. It has a set. Costumes, lighting.
That's
they do a full on like stage. It's basically they do a stage version of it.
Okay.
So it's definitely worth it.
The Dr. John's tribute to Louis Armstrong that you mentioned, that's going to be hot. That's going to be awesome.
Oh, yeah. So definitely get on that Hollywood Bowl calendar. And then something coming up that I just was like, oh, way to get the summer cracking in LA. Forgot the BET Awards, and BET Awards is just always, you know, I mean, whether you think it's ratchet or not, I mean, I actually think it's just very entertaining television, because BET has stepped it up. I think they are the best award show for black musicians and black entertainers. I think they are showcased the best on this show, just because the energy in the house is not people who are stale. Like, if there's an artist people want to hear, people will stand up and really get into it. But the BET experience at LA Live is ridiculous. Have y'all seen the line? I mean,
no.
First of all, they have all these stages. There's a Staples Center stage, Centric Soul stage, Comedy stage, Sunday's Best stage, 106 and Park stage, and they got a film festival going on. They have concerts happening.
Wow.
Yeah, it's kind of like a little. They had a last one here when Beyonce was here.
Oh, I didn't know that. It's kind of like a little Essence Music Festival. But check this out. Beyonce, Friday, June 28th, sold out, except for the VIP packages. Saturday, June 29th, this is the Staples Center concerts. Saturday, June 29th, Snoop, Kendrick Lamar, Miguel, Schoolboy Q. Whoa. Sunday, June 30th, R. Kelly. Piss on you. Sorry. New Edition and the Jacksons. Now, I don't know if I want to see Jacksons without Michael personally, but that's that. So that's.
So that's their last hurrah.
Sorry.
It's their last. You know they're trying to make that money. You know they're trying to make that money. Yeah. And they're going to do a tribute to Michael. And
that Snoop and Kendrick Lamar sounds right, though.
Can if you can get a ticket.
No.
This stuff seems like.
Yeah,
that's
Scoo
our.
Boy, yeah, Skew Boy Q is nice.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Miguel for the ladies.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That adorn. And then they got a Centric Soul stage, which is happening. These are the performances at Club Nokia. There's Erykah Badu on June 28th, Friday. The Roots and Friends on Saturday, June 29th. I wouldn't mind that. Yeah. And then on Sunday, the 106, Sunday's Best, Kirk Franklin's having service there at 11 a.m. on Sunday.
Oh,
I mean,
wow.
They're going through their whole entertainment. I mean, they are Black entertainment television, so they're giving you everything. I wouldn't be surprised. Too bad Alvin Ailey's not in town that week. They get to give me the dance experience too. They give me everything. Is there a Tyler Perry play coming in? Because you know how much I love Tyler Perry. Because somebody told me the other day, "Oh, Tyler Perry Jr." And I thought I was going to sock them in their jaw. I got so angry, I just stopped. My expression just. And now for this tangent by Brother Malcolm, I was looking at them like.
In your head, you socked them in the face.
Oh, no. I had one of those. I was like, did you just call me Tyler? Not even worthy of any more of my breath. Mike Epps, Friday, June 28th, on the comedy stage. And again, 106 in Park. They're doing 106 in Park live there. So it's cool. And you can get tickets to all this stuff. And like the VIP packages, I think, give you access to the shows, VIP access, blah, 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 blah. And tickets to the show, tickets to the actual BET Awards. So that's something going on the weekend of June 28th through the 30th, downtown LA, LA Live. Holla. So, of course, the Legends of Summer Tour is coming to Los Angeles.
His Hove and one half of Nipplegate.
One half of Nipplegate. JT. It was interesting watching them on. JT killed it on Saturday Night Live the other night. So I'm not mad at him.
No, that little dig, Kanye. Mr. West.
That's a whole nother podcast or Culture Connection. That's a podcast. Culture Connection is not will not delve into Kanye freaking West. We love you, Kanye, but I'm praying for you, bro, because this is a whole lot going on.
That's on the break.
That's on the break, exactly. So Legends of Summer, and it's interesting because in LA, the concert is so huge that they're only having it one night. It's on Sunday, July 28th, and it's at the Rose Bowl, and the tickets are insane. This is where the ticket conversation comes in because it's like, who are concerts for anymore? You know what I mean? Because the cheapest ticket at Justin and Jay-Z, Legends of Summer Tour on Ticketmaster starts at $95. Starts at $95. Now, I don't know about you guys. I don't spend that on anything. Not on entertainment.
Mm-mm.
I mean, not that people but I go to the theater. But even if I go to the theater, wow, the most I've ever played is like $60, $65. But wow, it's just hard because I'm like, I don't know if I can. You really have to make a decision if you can drop that.
Yeah.
Particularly to me in this economy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so for it to be $95, and that is cheap, and you know those are all gone. Mm-hmm. On StubHub, they are like really, I would say bad seating in a section high up in the Rose Bowl. Even that's going for $250. And then we have a ticket on here that is insanely priced. That's basically at the front row, center stage, and it is priced at $10,000. Like, what? Something about that seems just crazy, right?
It really seems crazy given the state of the economy, even though we're on like a slow journey to recovery. You know, the majority of the fans who support these artists are not making the kind of money to spend $300 on a ticket on two tickets, much less $10,000.
Now, granted, that's on StubHub, but still, they know that somebody's going to buy that the last minute. They know somebody's going to buy that because there are two seats in the front row section. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like,
well, some people have disposable income, even in this economy, so they can spend it on something like that. You know, but the average person does not. The majority of people do not have that kind of wealth.
Now, I wanted to read to you guys the VIP package and see what you thought. There are three VIP packages. One is the front row VIP package, VIP party package, and the tour package. With the tour package, you get one reserve ticket in the first 20 rows, especially designed Justin and Jay-Z tour apparel, limited edition Justin and Jay-Z tour poster, official tour program, exclusive tour gift, VIP commemorative ticket, on-site VIP host. All the way up to front row VIP package, one reserve ticket in the front row, one reserve ticket. And wait till I tell you how much it costs. Exclusive pre-show reception, including buffet dinner and bar, beer, and wine. I wonder if that's open bar, beer, and wine. Is all you can drink. One parking space per order where available, so you might not even get it. Specially designed Justin and Jay-Z tour apparel item, limited edition Justin and Jay-Z tour poster, official tour program, official VIP laminate, VIP commemorative ticket, exclusive tour gift, early entrance into the venue, crowd-free merchandise shopping, on-site VIP hosts. That ticket for all of that by itself is $1,750. And then the front, what was the other one I called? The tour package, I think it's $500 a ticket. What do you think? Would you pay that? Is it worth it because of what you're getting? I mean, what are we saying? I don't know. I mean, we're living a world now where the haves and have-nots, and you start to wonder, like, when you started your career, what were you rapping about? And I'm like,
how far have we come?
It just trips you out. I mean, you don't expect anybody to stay poor.
No, but it's the gift and the curse.
Yeah, this feels so excessive to me.
Yeah.
I'm a businessman. Yeah. I'm a businessman.
But it's elitist in some way. You know, everybody can't afford to come to your concert. And a lot of the people who are listening to you are the folks that are down and out, being able to identify with some of your hood tales. And they can't afford to see you perform live.
It's a little frustrating to me because I'm thinking to myself, in this economy, this is why you think about, they say this is like worst economy since the Great Depression. I'm like, that's a lie. It has to be a lie.
Yeah, and you're gonna have
I guess they're basing it on, you know, it's all relative based on like what money was in the economy versus what people were able to spend. I don't know the formulas per se, but I you can't tell me we're doing as bad as the Great Depression when I have to take a ration ticket or food ticket. I always had food. I did go to fun things. I saw people going to sold out concerts. People still buying Laker tickets, still going. Entertainment is high.
Yeah.
Right? When you're in a depression, you don't have resources to do extracurriculars. So, I mean, what is this saying? Like,
interesting to study the psychology behind it because it could be that during a depressed time, people want to be entertained more to help them escape reality.
They do, but how are you paying for this? How are you paying for this escape reality?
It's saying that they're all about their money. This is where they get paid. We don't make money off of album sales anymore. We make money off the tour. I'm trying to get paid as much as I can. I know there's people who will pay a lot of money for these tickets, so let me just jack the price up. And, I mean, I feel bad for them fathers whose 16-year-old daughter's going to be like, I want to see Justin Timberlake and Jay-Z. Can you get tickets?
Like, I don't, because they're going to buy them. They're going to buy them. So I don't really feel bad. Yeah. But they're going to buy them.
Maybe everybody's finances, because, I mean, at the time when we were going to concerts, I remember going to get tickets to go see like Busta Rhymes and Tribe Called Quest at like the Universal Amphitheater. I forget how much I paid for those tickets. But it was like maybe $65 per ticket, something like that. And that seemed really expensive.
That was really expensive.
And we were sitting in the back. On the floor, but in the back. But now $175 per ticket. Even $90 per ticket.
If you're paying to see a big-time name artist at a large venue, if you want a good seat, you're probably forking over at least $200 minimum.
Scandal and shame. But I mean, there's tons of stuff happening this summer. There's also some stuff happening at Staples Center. I mean, obviously this is West Coast Center, so a lot of these artists are in your neighborhood. Just go on to your local venues and they're probably there. Beyonce's, I have to say, I've been to a Destiny's Child concert and Beyonce is a true showman, entertainer. She will go down iconic entertainer. And so for her to be having a show called the Mrs. Carter Show World Tour, I'm not gonna lie, that's probably something worth seeing, entertaining. You got Fleetwood Mac coming, Justin Bieber, Taylor Swift coming. None of these people I'm necessarily listening to.
No, you can go. You can go back when you were a kid. Listen to that New Kids on the Block. Now 98 Degrees and Boys to Men.
Now that's probably going to be a good concert for the ladies who were 70s, 80s kids.
Yeah, they're going to enjoy that's a date night.
They all came out when we were in middle school and high school, junior high and high school.
Yeah.
And that's a good date night. July 5th. That must be. I wonder if that's 4th of July weekend.
No, here's, I guess at the Hunter, they have one on the 13th, July 13th. But they might, they're going to do a few days for sure. Oh, yeah, I see it on the 5th, yep. Staples Center.
Mm. I mean, and then, you know, there's also the Greek. I mean, oh God, it's like I feel like you can't go. You know, the Greek has got, you know, I love War. Love War. Oh, if you don't know about War, just Spotify War. They have some of the greatest songs. You probably know that one of the more popular ones is Lowrider. All by Bridge, Rider, Lowrider. But I like All Day, All Day, All Day. Is what we like. Down at the beach or party in town. I'm singing these words wrong, but let's have a picnic. Go to the park.
Did War make Why Can't We Be Friends?
Yes,
that's
they
my
did.
Song.
Oh my God. And I love War. So that's going to be a good concert. And that's with Tower Power and Cheech and Chong, another one where you better be careful in that contact. Hey.
Right.
Cyndi Lauper is doing a concert.
Wow.
I will not say that name. I don't support Barry Manilow.
Ooh.
I'm sorry. I'm hating. But
there's a story behind that. Why not?
I don't get him. I don't feel it. It doesn't do anything. It don't move me. It's not really, you know, that's a whole nother. But here we go. 70s Soul Jam, The Stylistics.
Hey, now.
Brentwood, Bloodstone, Peaches and Herb, what? Rolls Royce, Main Ingredient, featuring Cuba Gooding Sr. Mightn't be bad. I know some folks love them, some Amy Grant. She'll be the Chicago Gypsy Kings, always a good concert. I stopped giving dates. I'm sorry. That's bad. War, May 25th. What else? Cyndi Lauper, June 13th. Sorry, y'all. I was just moving on. July 14th, 70s Soul Jam. Amy Grant on the 28th. Chicago, August 2nd. Gypsy Kings, August 3rd. Funk Fest. This will be a good one. August 17th, George Clinton, Lakeside, Confunction, Slave and Mary Jane Girls.
Mary Jane Girls.
Oh, love me some Confunction. Grew up on Confunction. That's my mom's favorite group. That's not my mom's favorite group, but you know. Diana Krall will be there. Oh, speaking of favorite group, Diana I forgot Krall. To mention that Earth, Wind & Fire going to be at Hollywood Bowl in September.
Like
will be there.
Yeah, they close
that,
it out.
Close it, that will be there. That like if I don't go anytime, I will be there. That is my favorite band ever.
Probably but, the greatest band ever.
Yeah, let's go there. Sorry, sometimes I don't want to be too.
That's why I said probably.
I don't want people to go off, but you know what? I'm going to say it. I think they're the greatest band ever. I think they are just extraordinarily geniuses.
They are.
They're just extraordinary geniuses, extraordinarily. So for me, it just isn't like, and I love a lot of their B-side deep in the carts. I mean, not the carts, the crates. Music, you know what I mean? Like everybody knows Reasons and September, but you know, I like, you know, Boogie Wonderland,
yeah.
Fantasy,
Can't Hide Love.
I mean, these probably are not in the crates,
yeah.
Actually,
they're all their music is so popular. Many. They do, they but, have so much material,
they just have this fantastic.
You are my love,
sing it.
You can't deny. That's my song. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Just try to hide. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right.
And on that note, Bailey. Remember to make a career out of humanity. Commit yourself to the noble struggle for equal rights. You will make a greater person of yourself, a greater nation of your country, and a finer world to live in. The Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Again, thank you to the Layman household. Until next time, get on Indiegogo.com. Peace.
Support.